Magical Moon Cat, Moonbeans and the Circus of Wishes, written by Annie Dalton and read by Emma Weaver.
Chapter 1. Spangle the Circus Horse. "What's your best thing so far?" Jax asked her friend Howard. Jax and her friends were in the visitors' cafe at the Goose Green City Farm, hungrily munching burgers and chips. Outside, it was a sunny but wildly windy day, which Jax thought was completely perfect weather for a class trip. As she watched, an autumn leaf flattened itself against the window of the cafe, then went whirling away across the farmyard. Howard was still thinking about his best thing. "Probably the sheepdogs," he said at last. "They were cool." "They were my best too," said Lilia, who liked to agree with people. "And the cute little lambs."
"Their jaws were like nutcrackers though," Conrad said with a grin. "Mine almost pulled the feeding bottle right out of my hand."
As usual, Conrad's voice was twice as loud as anyone else's in the cafe, and their teacher gave him a sharp look. Conrad was the cheekiest boy in the school. He even looked cheeky, with his spiky ginger hair sticking up above his friendly, freckled face. These days, he was one of Jax's best friends, though it hadn't always been that way. Watching Conrad and the others chatting enthusiastically about their morning at the city farm, Jax felt a twinge of sadness go through her. "I wish Moonbeans was here," she thought. She hadn't brought him because she knew that taking a magical moon kitten on a class trip, even if he faithfully promised to stay invisible, was just asking for trouble. Some of Moonbeans' magic must have rubbed off on her, though, because the city farm cat had been following Jax around all morning. He was called Bandit, and he had a piratical black patch over one eye, and had absolutely refused to let Jax out of his sight. "I think he can smell my cat, Beans," Jax had explained shyly to the city farm helpers, Simon and Nan. "Can he smell that Beans is from a totally different world, though?" she'd wondered. Jax was the only human in Goose Green who knew Moonbeans was from a magical alien planet. But animals always seemed to guess straight away. At this moment, Bandit was outside the cafe, mewing and trying to get in every time a visitor opened the door. "Are you sure you haven't got magical powers?" Nan asked Jax, laughing as she firmly closed the door on him. Jax nervously laughed back, but she was thinking that magic sometimes made life really complicated. A rude noise surprised her out of her thoughts, but it was only Conrad squirting extra ketchup on his burger from an almost empty plastic bottle. This earned him another sharp look from their teacher, but Conrad didn't seem to notice.
"This farm is ace," he said enthusiastically.
"I didn't really believe anyone could squeeze an actual farm inside a busy city, did you?"
"Not unless it was like a little Dolly's farm," Ruby Rose giggled, twirling one of her curly bunches. Though she had completely stopped being a child star these days, Ruby Rose still went in for child star hairstyles. Today her bunches were tied up with shiny yellow ribbons that were pulled so tight. Jax was sure they must be giving her a headache.
"I really love those sheepdogs," Conrad said wistfully. "I wish I could have a dog, or any kind of animal, really."
"Isn't it your birthday soon?" Jax said. "You could ask your mum and dad for a puppy."
His face lit up.
"I might do that."
Then his eyes clouded again.
"But they'll probably say no."
"Why would they say no?" asked Howard.
"His little brother's got allergies," explained Ruby Rose.
Conrad looked dejected for a moment. Then he noticed Ruby Rose putting down her knife and fork.
"Don't you want those chips, Ruby?" he asked hopefully.
"No, you can have them if you want them." She pushed her plate over.
"My mum calls me the human dustbin."
Conrad was already squirting on more ketchup.
"Your mum's got a point," Lilia agreed, giggling.
After lunch, Jax's class went back out into the farmyard, where Nan and Simon were waiting.